Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Thanks very much for all the messages I received from numerous fans. Well, I am improving, as you can just see that or hear my voice. I'm sounding a little bit better. It is a broadcaster's problem. It's what you call a throat congestion. Thanks ever so much to one and all, especially to Lakit Piris, my co-host, for all the prayers. I've recovered by the grace of God. Thanks ever so much. Right, let's dive straight into business. Now then, I think Australia, who are leaving to India today, are breathing a sigh of relief, because what happened yesterday was unbelievable. At one stage, they were 76 runs for 7 wickets after being put into bat by Pakistan. And I can tell you, I, watching the match, thought, have the Aussies got it all wrong on the wicket in Premadasa Stadium, because it was turning square. And they were just committing themselves on the front foot until Beth Mooney taught the entire cricketing world how to bat on a wicket that's turning square. She used the crease, played off the back foot, and the partnership she built with Arana King for the 9th wicket was out of the world. What a beautiful way to stitch an innings and to prove that nothing is lost if you can apply yourself. Beth Mooney, 109 in 114 deliveries, and Arana King, batting at number 8, 51 in 49 deliveries, just turned things around for the mighty Aussies. This is why they are such a great and a champion outfit. Ultimately, they got to a score of 221 for 9. With all due respect to Pakistan, I think they just got... they lost a little bit of concentration, started bowling to both sides of the wickets. And with players like Beth Mooney, I can tell you, you are asking for trouble. I think one of the finest centuries she has scored in her career so far, and this has been her 5th century. Right, and then looking at the bowling, it was not a very good day for the Pakistani seamers. But of course, Ramina Shamin took 2 for 29. Fatima Sana, 2 for 48. But Diana Beg, expensive, 1 for 74. And all that Pakistan could muster was 114 all out. It's only Sidra Amin seems to be the batter that they rely on. And she made 35. And mind you, Pakistan have lost this game by 107 runs after having the game in their pocket when they got the Aussies to 76 for 7 at one stage. It was the Aussie seamers got among the wickets. Kim Garth, 3 for 14. Annabelle Sutherland, 2 for 15. Megha Schultz, 2 for 25. And the rest of the spinners, headed by Ash Gardner, took 1 each, including a star in Alena King, who bowls fantastic spin. Right, and of course, Beth Mooney was adjudicated as player of the match. Wonderful game of cricket. Aussies are proving why they are a champion outfit. It was wonderful to see them play. Right, the game coming up today in India is going to be a biggie. South Africa will play against the mighty Indians. And this is a game I think all of us must watch, because the way that things are going right now, we can almost predict the 4 who will qualify. I'm not going to comment on that right now because I'm no prophet. Just wait and see. Things are turning hot in the women's competition. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Piris this morning. We thank you for your company once again. Looking forward to saying hi to you tomorrow. And now I'm going to play you a bit of a cover song. But this is not a cover song, mind you. I'll tell you what. This is as good as the original. Listen to it. You'll love it.